Having walked 210 miles in minus 40 degrees across hostile terrain, the final challenge, customs and controlling the tears in the arrivals hall at Heathrow.
Good to be home, mate, I'll tell you. I miss this little one.
The families of the British South Pole Allied Challenge team as relieved to see them as the team was to be home.
The way we look at it, we're just a group of guys that went off to the South Pole to raise some money for some other guys that have been injured, you know, in operations. So yeah, it's quite surreal, the peace and quiet of, you know, out in the South Pole and you're in your own mind for 9-10 hours a day skiing along to suddenly coming back to this quite surreal sort of returns.
Patron Prince Harry and the three teams arrived in Antarctica 4 weeks ago.
Amazing how in 6 hours your morale can go from... I mean, well, it was pretty high,
yeah.
Almost sort of, pouring over the edge.
Yeah. Too high.
And suddenly rock bottom. I mean, the weather forecast is supposedly all right, but it seems to be getting worse.
Despite the challenges, be it severe weather or freezing prostheses, they made it to the South Pole in just 13 days. But not before an important decision was made soon after the race began.
We raced the first degree, and because quite a few people had, you know, struggled quite a lot for various reasons, I took the decision to, as you say, to stop the race element and all ski together and cut the amount that we did every day, just to try and sort of tone things down a bit.
There was no Heathrow welcome for Prince Harry, preferring the focus to be on others rather than himself. He was, nonetheless, an integral part of the team.
He brought a hell of a lot to the team, he really did. He carried an extra weight of some of the other guys. He was always up for a laugh, and you need that. You need to keep the momentum and the banter going. And he's just a really good, honest bloke and brings a lot to the party.
The hope is new funds have been found for the Walking with the Wounded charity and that injured servicemen and women have been inspired by what they've seen. As for the team's plans for Christmas, as little walking as possible and hopefully no snow. Paul Harrison, Sky News, Heathrow.